listening to East Tennessee's premier sports radio call-in show. This is The Drive.
We're working like heck.
And hello, good afternoon, and welcome to another stellar edition of The Drive right here on Fan Run Radio. Russell Smith punching the time clock. Beautiful Thursday afternoon in East Tennessee. Hope you're doing well. A little social distancing in action here all across the way. And as I said, it is a beautiful afternoon here in East Tennessee. And hope you are able to get out and enjoy it. Maybe take a little walk with The Drive. Put your earbuds in and get on out there. Get yourself some fresh air. All right, little roll call here to get things started. Bear, are you present and accounted for?
Absolutely, present.
Trey Wallace?
Si, senor, I'm here.
Good to hear your guys' voices. Y'all doing all right this afternoon?
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah.
Beautiful
everything
day.
Everything's good. I'm in parts unknown right now, so we're good.
All right, very good. Well, I mean, I tell you what, it is a gorgeous day. I got a chance to go out there and take a long walk. It's like, I think it's in the low 70s right now. So, I mean, a lot of doom and gloom out there on the news, on the social media. But, you know, if you're well-provisioned and, God willing, healthy, then it could certainly be a lot worse. Bear, have you gotten a chance to go outside and sample some of this beautiful spring weather we're experiencing today?
Oh, yeah. I took a short walk after breakfast, and then I had to run out and do an errand. So,
well, I don't
yeah,
hear the
beautiful
birds.
Day.
I don't hear the birds chirping in the background, so I can only assume that you are doing today's show in a jacuzzi filled with hand sanitizer somewhere in the Bears cave right now.
No, I'm in the living room with the windows open, just catching a breeze.
All right, very good. Trey, what have you been up to this afternoon?
I got out, and it's such a nice day. It really is. And it's around like 78 degrees, so I'll take it. I handled a couple things, and I got in the car, and I came to parts unknown. So I am enjoying the nice weather.
Parts unknown. Wait a minute. Hold on, Ralph. Parts unknown.
Yes. I have secluded myself far away.
You're in the bunker with former Vice President Dick Cheney, Trey? I mean, what the hell's going on here?
No, I'm not hanging out with Cheney. I've just decided that I had to get the heck out. I decided I had to leave. So I left. So I'm doing this show from about 4,000 feet of elevation.
What are you, on top of Klingman's Dome or something? Like, I can picture Trey all the way. Have you ever been up to that observatory up on Klingman's Dome? I can picture him all the way up there in a lawn chair. Like, I think they closed down the Smoky Mountain Park, so he drove over there, hopped the fence, and, like, hitched it all the way up there. It's just sitting there surveying all of God's great splendor doing the drive, if they even have cell phone service up there.
I'm just watching chaos unfold. No, I'm enjoying myself, and had to take a little bit of a mental break, and I'm happy to be on with you guys, and lots of stuff going on, from Jordan Bowden speaking to reporters today, and from John Jones getting arrested again for DWI and aggravated assault. I mean, it's just, there's news out there.
Well, I'm excited to talk to Bobby Mays later on the show, because
my all-time favorite, Russ.
this just happened to be a coincidence. Trey booked him for the show, and then today I get up and I see this video that he's put out. He's putting together a team for the basketball tournament, and Bear, I'm sure you have no idea what that is, but this is something that they started like in the summer. I think it runs right after the NBA season, and they take like teams from states. So he's starting like a Tennessee or a UT team that's going to be all Vol alumni, which, I mean, this is like sports radio gold for a topic, right, is how do you fill out a team for the basketball tournament? Because here's the thing that makes it so interesting. Like, obviously, you would say, well, Bernard King would be number one. Well, he can't play anymore. So you got to limit it to guys who can currently play. So your next step would be, it's going to be Tobias Harris, Josh Richardson, Admiral Schofield, Grant Williams, those guys. Well, those guys are in the NBA, and they don't participate in it. So it's got to be guys that are young enough to where they can still play, but aren't good enough to where they're playing in the NBA. So that could lead to, and already has on social media, but could lead to some really good conversation. And I'll be interested to see, you know, just kind of what his thoughts are on, you know, assuming we can get this thing played, what that team might look like.
You could probably build a fairly stout one out of that, out of even with that narrow set of guidelines. I mean, Bobby's going to be the player starting point guard, wouldn't he? I mean, I guess it's something I'll ask him.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
Well, I mean, the tournament, if nobody knows how this thing works, it's called the TBT. It's a 64-team single elimination tournament for $2 million. All these games will be played most of them will be played on ESPN, but they have different teams and brackets from Syracuse to Jackson, Tennessee, down to Florida, all the way to Wichita, and it starts July 23rd. That's weekend one. This is going to be cool. I will be definitely interested to see how they form the teams. I think that's the interesting part too.
Yeah. Should be an interesting talk with B Mays. That's coming up in hour number two of the show. So get ready for that. Should be fun. And coming up here in just a few moments, Hayden Wallen, who is in seclusion as well this afternoon, will be posting the first matchups for the Crown Cleaners King of the Vols bracket. The Sweet 16 tips off today, and now it starts to get interesting and maybe even a little bit controversial, because I mean, there were some interesting matchups last week with, you know, we had like, you know, the Gene McEvers of the world and the Allen Houston's, Todd Helton's, guys like that. Some of those guys are still in it, but now we got to make some hard decisions, right? Now we got to hurt some feelings. Now we got to get into
it's getting ready to get heated.
Yeah. So here, I'm just going to run through the matchups, and then Hayden is going to jump on here in a little bit and walk us through the time frame and everything. And of course, the polls, you can vote on Twitter. Go to @FoxSportsKnox on Twitter to cast your vote. And here are the matchups. In the Midwest Regional in Nashville, Peyton Manning versus Grant Williams. And then the winner of that will face the winner of Al Wilson and Dale Ellis. So that's the Nashville Regional. In the Memphis, the West Regional, Shamiqua Holtz-Galal versus Allen Houston. And then the winner of that will meet the winner of Condridge Holloway versus Chris Lofton. How am I supposed to decide that? I mean, that's
between the Artful Dodger and number five.
You're asking me to like decide between one of my favorite, who's my favorite child. I can't do it. South region.
You got to grow a set and make a decision, man.
Oh yeah, I'll vote, man. It's my constitutional duty. After all, Bear, if you don't vote, you have no right to complain.
I'm going to vote early and often.
South region, Chattanooga regional, Johnny Majors versus Eric Berry. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I've got to choose between King Johnny and Eric Berry. I can't do it. I can't do it. My brain is just going to shut down. I can't do it.
Well, you better figure it out.
It's hard. On one side, you have the Majors family, that name, going up against, you know, the Berry family, who, you know, those are the two first families of Tennessee football. I mean, this is a damn near an impossible choice, Russ.
That's a great point. You can't tell me the committee didn't see this, foresee this when they were setting the tournament, the seeding.
You still can't convince me the committee wasn't drunk and or tripping on, you know, some kind of high-powered hallucinogens when they seeded this thing.
The winner of Majors versus Barry will face the winner of, oh my God, are you kidding me? Ernie Peyton Grunfeld Ganell versus Reggie White.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. The East region, the Johnson City regional, you've got Bernard King versus Casey Clawson, and then you've got Heath Shuler versus Todd Helton.
Goodness gracious.
Like, if you could have put Todd Helton with Bernard and Heath Shuler with Casey, that would have been, and I'm not knocking the seating. I would have liked to have seen those matchups and maybe seen, you know, and see the one we're going to get in the Elite Eight on Saturday night.
Yeah. So. All right, so those are about to go live. We'll get Hayden on to walk us through the time frame and everything. That should be interesting. And here's something I'll tease as we get set to head to our first break of the day. A lot of people wondering about the future, a lot of uncertainty. When will sports come back? When will life get back to normal in this country? And right now, to me, you know, I'd love to see the NBA playoffs. I'd love to see baseball this summer. I'd love to see all the things, right? But the biggest one for just me personally is college football season. And can we have a college football season this fall? I'm not prepared to contemplate life without a college football season. Obviously, none of us even know what that looks like. But is it on the table? I don't know.
I do. It's called unemployment.
Big 12. Oh, come on, Trey. We'll find something to
Jesus
do here.
Jesus Christ.
Big 12 Commissioner Bob Boolsby is making some interesting comments about that subject. We'll tell you what he has to say coming up next right here on The Drive. Stay with us. It's Fan Run Radio. Beautiful Thursday afternoon as we kick the tires and light the fires. We're with you till 6 here on Fan Run Radio. Quick time out. We're back with more. It's The Drive. Back with more after this. Fan Run Radio, The Drive continues. Fox Sports Knoxville, open up the phone lines to you here, 865-546-8200. You want to jump on board? Well, Big 12 Commissioner Bob Boolsby is doing a teleconference with the media this afternoon, and obviously everybody wants to know what the future is and what it holds. He has no crystal ball here, but he does say that over the course, he says they'll do a lot of monitoring in the next 60 to 90 days to determine if there will be a delay to the football season. So maybe 2 to 3 months just to determine what a starting point might even be. He says he hasn't started doing financial models on losing or curtailing the 2020 football season, saying that it's too early to that. And he says that the Big 12 figures to lose a net of between $15 and $18 million, which obviously is not an insubstantial amount of money. He also had some interesting comments regarding whether or not football season could be played with fans in the stadium. He says he has a hard time seeing fans being able to sit 6 feet apart, and that fans might reconsider attending games to begin with, and that there is a chance that the games are not played in front of crowds. But again, this is all very hard to forecast. Here's the problem. We talk about social distancing is we leave it up to the people, right? And, you know, some people are doing a better job of it than others. I feel like most people are probably staying home as much as they possibly can. But there are still people out there on the roads and out there doing stuff who don't need to be on the roads and out there doing stuff. And if we get, and you know, it's difficult to forecast where we're going to be come this fall, but even if they said, look, we're going to sell tickets, we're going to allow 30% of stadium capacity so fans can come in. So, you know, you get your players' families, your school administrators, and maybe a group of fans that can come in. Can we trust those fans to sit 6 feet apart throughout the stadium? I don't think so. So it would be amazing to, I'll tell you this right now, and we've all thought about it, but I would gladly take playing this college football season in front of an empty stadium, an empty Neyland Stadium. And I know, like, thinking about Tennessee playing Florida at Neyland Stadium with no fans in the stands, you lose a lot of what makes that rivalry special. But it is better to me than the alternative of not playing a college football season. What does that even look like, Bear? Would the band be there? Would they not? Would you score a touchdown and then just have silence? Could a game-winning field goal be kicked when the Vols play the Sooners in Norman this fall and absolutely no fan reaction, just players celebrating and that's it? What is that going to look like? This is where you unmute your phone and respond to me, Bear.
This, sorry, Russell. I'm really sorry. This is like nothing we've ever seen before, but I'll take it. If they can have the games and keep the athletes safe, I mean, you're going to tell me that if they could keep them safe right now with no gallery at all, you wouldn't take 4 days of the Masters here in a couple of weeks? I'd care less.
Yeah, that's one I don't get, man. It seems like they could go ahead and have that. Because here's the thing. You play football games and there's no fans, okay. But as we talked about earlier in the week, you get one player sick and all of a sudden it spreads to the whole D-line room. They've got to shut down their team. Opponents have to shut down. It seems like there's a lot more that could go wrong. In golf, and I realize maybe we don't have the Masters right now, but I could see them playing a big golf tournament with no fans, just players and caddies and a handful of, you know, tour officials on premises. And, you know, if somebody gets sick, they've obviously got a quarantine and their caddies got a quarantine and their group. But I could see them finishing that tournament, even if it's with fewer players. It seems like golf might in fact be the easiest sport to resume. Trey?
I mean, I agree with you, and you look at the drastic measures that the Big 12 has taken. I mean, I'll go back to another thing, too. I mean, look at the money that was lost. Well, let me rephrase that. Look at the money that is projected to be sent out to NCAA teams. It is down 62% because they did not play the NCAA tournament. So each school right now, which would have gotten around probably $1.8, $1.9 million, they're only going to be getting around $665,000 per NCAA school. So think about the ramifications when it comes to money situation by just not having an NCAA tournament. Now think about what that would be if you don't have college football. I mean, you're talking about numbers through the absolute roof. So if you've got to figure out a way to get around it and you got to figure out a way to play these games and to have them on the SEC network and ESPN and CBS and ABC and whatnot, you have to do anything and everything that's possible. I mean, right now, it's and I hate to say this, it's not about the fans right now. It's about these conferences, it's about these games being played, and it's about these television contracts. Because, you know, if you asked, I don't know how honest they would be, and I'd be very interested in this, but if you asked Greg Sankey, okay, Greg, you either want to do this. You either want to risk it and put 80,000 people into some stands to watch some football games and, you know, who knows what happens, or would you say, okay, screw it, we're not going to have fans, this is going to be a weird season, but we're going to keep our $600 million contract up to par with ESPN and other providers. I think it's going to be a weird decision for some of those involved in everything.
No, that's a really interesting point, because it's a sliding scale of risk, right? And these administrators are going to have to get together and say, all right, do we want to go ahead and try to get all that revenue and ticket sales and concession sales that we generate from a home football game and have the game played as normal and the atmosphere and all that, but protect our financial interest in terms of ticket sales and risk putting that many people together and having another outbreak that which could cancel the season? Or do we want to just go ahead and play these games without fans in the stands, sacrificing all that revenue that we get from ticket sales, donations, concession sales, everything that goes into a home football game, but by God, at least we get that check from the SEC network at the end of the year? Or is there somewhere in between? I don't know.
Well, I'll also add this. I put in a request to the university. Now, you know, nobody's over there working, so I don't know how long this would be. But I did put in a request. I'd like to know what kind of insurance policies the University of Tennessee has. I'd like to know, you know, throughout the conference, but specifically through the University of Tennessee, do they have the insurance set up to be able to take care of the loss that they would hit when it comes to concessions, ticket sales, vendors, whatnot? Do they have this type of thing set up where they don't have to, you know, if it came down to it, they could worry about just playing the games, getting them on TV, and not have to worry about the millions and millions of dollars that they would lose out in beer and food and general public ticket sales, because season tickets, they're already, you know, I know of a couple people that have already paid for their season tickets for the upcoming season and made their donation. So it's a cluster, Russell.
Let's go to the phones. 865-546-8200. Sean is up first today on the drive. Good afternoon, Sean.
Afternoon, guys. I'm extremely angry today. I work in Blount County. I live in Anderson. And driving down Milton Lake, you know, where the rowing is and that, it is packed with people. I mean, the playground, 75, 100 kids there playing. I mean, it is absolutely ridiculous. You
right
shut
now,
down Knox County, you got to shut down the other counties, too, around. It's not doing any good to just shut down Knoxville.
I mean, wow, that blows my mind. There, you're telling me right now, there. And where is this, Sean?
The playground, Milton Lake Drive. You know where the Rowing Association is there in Oak Ridge? Yep.
So Anderson That's County.
People everywhere.
I mean, I know, look, it's a beautiful day. I would love to be out at the lake, and I did get outside. But, I mean, I don't understand it, man. I don't get it.
All the kids at the playground, it's just so frustrating. I mean, there's a lot of kids.
You know, I'm going to say this, and I hope I'm not I talked to somebody earlier today who was telling me we had a 16-year-old, I believe, pass away in the state today because of the virus. Their temperature had gotten up to about 107 degrees today.
Jeez.
16 years old. So,
Jesus,
I mean, you parents,
God almighty.
You parents who are taking your kids out to these parks, trying to enjoy some of this weather and letting them, you know, these kids are, they're on the swings, they're on the monkey bars, placing their hands on there, and then your kids go put his hands there, put their hands in their mouth. And you think about that, man. You think about the children that are dying in this country, in our state right now. It's just, it blows my mind, man. You have every right to be pissed off. That's absolutely idiotic, Sean.
It is. And, you know, like I said, where I live, where I work, and then I make deliveries all over East Tennessee. You know, So, I mean, I don't have a choice. I have to work, you know.
It's just, it's not a fun time right now.
You know, I'm washing my hands, and I carry hand sanitizer, but even that's almost gone, and I can't find no more, you know. It's very nerve-wracking.
I can tell you.
And I have asthma, so.
Hey, I can tell you, Sean, our friends at National RX on Kingston Pike in Farragut, right next to Wendy's, and Volunteer Pharmacy on Hardin Valley Drive, Middlebrook in Hardin Valley, have they're manufacturing their own, and you can, the drive-thrus are open there. I believe you can go through the drive-thru and get hand sanitizer there if you need some.
I will do that on my way home tomorrow. The one off of Hardin Valley there.
I believe they have it there. I know they have it at National RX, and Westchester was telling me that they have it at the Hardin Valley location, Volunteer Pharmacy as well.
Okay. I'll definitely hit that up tomorrow.
All right, man.
Some good news for my day. Thank you, Russ.
Yeah, there you go. We like to end things on a positive, man. Have a great day.
You too.
All right. The first matchup for the Sweet 16 King of the Vols bracket presented by Crown Cleaners is live on Twitter at Fox Sports Knox. Shamiqua Holtzclaw, the one seed. Allen Houston, the four seed. Voting just went live. 1% of precincts reporting will give you the early results coming up next. Stay with us. You're listening to The Drive. We're back with more Fan Run Radio right after this. Drive continues. Fan Run Radio. Russell Bear, Trey, cruising with you here on a Thursday afternoon edition of the show. By the way, during the break, we had a caller, Joe, call in and said he is in Oak Ridge and just passed a park off Edgemore Road that is completely packed with people right now. Bear, I don't know what to do with
that. I don't either.
I mean, I don't want to get mad and like, you know, here's the deal, man. I hear this a lot. Like, you can't let fear, the fear is worse than the whatever, you know, we can't let fear rule our lives in this situation. And that's true. That's true. Like, you don't want to just be curled up in the fetal position in your house, afraid to, like, you know, just eating a loaf of bread to survive on. Like, at a certain extent, you know, you got to carry on with your life and maintain your physical, mental, emotional, spiritual health, all that stuff is very important. But on the other hand, I tell you what, I wish those kids down at spring break last week on the beach were a little more afraid. I wish some of these parents who think it's a good idea to take their kids to a jam-packed playground and park were a little more afraid. I wish they were terrified, because not only are they putting themselves at risk, they're putting everybody else at risk. Because guess what? Those kids who are passing this virus around right now, and people will get sick at these parks, period. They're going to go to the store. They got to go to the store. The same ones that you and I, who've been, you know, holed up at home as best we can, have to go to as well to get our food and stuff.
You
I mean, it's just, you know, if you think it's fear-mongering. Yeah, go ahead, Bear.
No, I'm sorry. This is Trey. I didn't mean to interject, but I'll go along those lines. I was driving today, and I was coming up. I was actually on Chapman for a minute, and the people that are out and about just kind of blow my mind. And I did pass a park that had some basketball goals up and some swing areas and places for kids to crawl on, and they were pretty crowded, man. I'm not gonna lie. I mean, it was kind of surprising to me. You want to get out of the car and say, you know, yell at them, hey, you know, stop being a dumbass, get inside. You know, but then what's the thing that we talk about when we come on the air today? It's a beautiful day outside. Everybody's been locked up in their house, and you know, and I think that's what mentally goes through a lot of folks. And I think it's dumb. I think, you know, Tennessee, by the time we get off the air tonight, we'll reach 1,000 cases of this virus. We're sitting at 997, I think, at the moment. You know, I know people that are have been affected by this. I know nurses, I've talked to nurses that are just going through crazy times. And you know what? And a lot of it is people from the ages of 20 to, you know, 45, 50 years old. And, you know, I just think that, you know, if you can, and if you can handle it, just try to do the right thing.
Well, who can't handle it? Here's the thing, man. We talk about the greatest generation and, you know, World War II and everybody banding together to, you know, for the war effort. We talk about the Great Depression and the bread lines and the soup lines and the Battle of Britain, you know, the entire city of London wondering if this is the night that fiery death is going to rain down on them from the skies. Those people were asked to literally go from one day to the next not knowing if they were going to make it. All we're asking you to do is stay at home. You've got your Netflix. You can still go out and enjoy this beautiful weather. I did. I went on a long walk around the neighborhood. It was a beautiful day. I'm probably going to do it again as soon as we get done here on the air today. But listen, nobody wants the government to have to take authoritarian measures and have tanks in the street or even ordering a stay-in-place thing here in Tennessee. But if these people can't protect themselves and protect the rest of us, then I don't see what other choice there is. Because, you know, if you think this is alarmist or you think this is too much, then just go read the story about the hospital in Queens or the nursing home in Newark, New Jersey, or what's going on in Atlanta and Louisiana right now. And if you think, oh, this is rural Tennessee, like we're going to be fine, like, okay, man, get back to me in 2 weeks. Like, it's just, well, it blows my mind.
Well, I don't, you know, I'll say this. An article just came about, and I got a buddy who works at News Channel 5 in Nashville, and he sent me the article that they put out here, and we're just being real honest with you. He says, you know, there's a nursing home in Gallatin that's confirming one patient and one employee have tested positive for this, but that they also suspect there could be up to 12 to 14 other people who work at this place who could potentially have the virus. And what I'm getting at, the people that work at the places, they got to go home. And maybe a good amount of them have kids. You know what I mean? And then maybe they're around the kids and who knows where the kids go after that. And I'm just saying this thing trickles down, and it's not just about me. I'm doing my best to not be around anybody. You're doing the same thing. Bear's doing the same thing. I just feel like, you know, you need a real damn wake-up call. And we're sitting here right now at the end of March, and we're talking about college football season that is going to be upcoming in August and September. And I'm going to tell you right now, from the people that I've spoken with, if they don't get this thing under wraps by June, July, there won't be a college football season. So the quicker you take this thing seriously, the quicker that you might be able to enjoy some kind of relatively life.
The Sweet 16 round of the Crown Cleaners King of the Balls Challenge. We got 144 votes cast. Shamiqua Holtzclaw, leading four seed Allen Houston, 64.6% to 35.4%. How does that strike you, Bear? Shamiqua was dunking on Allen Houston. She's rising up and throwing down a windmill on him. Bear's so stunned he can't even unmute his phone. It's unbelievable. Quick timeout. The drive continues. D.R. Ball is going to join us coming up next. It's Fan Run Radio. Stay with us. Jam. Terry Kath getting it. Little Chicago Transit Authority from back in the day. I thought of Terry Kath last night, Bear, when I was watching The Tiger King, and they got to the part where a guy, a very sad part, one of the guys in there was trying to show his buddy that his gun wasn't loaded, and his idea to prove this point was to put it up to his head and pull the trigger, and he went full
Terry Kath.
Yeah,
that's no bad.
Terry Kath was the late great James Marshall Hendrix's favorite guitarist.
Really?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
That's wild, man.
I got to send you this video of them doing that song. What's that song called, 25 or 6 to 4 or whatever?
Yeah, 25 or 6 to 4.
They're doing that song live, and Terry Kath is up there playing the coolest-looking Fender Stratocaster you've ever seen in your life in a full-on Canadian tuxedo, dressed head-to-toe in denim, and just absolutely shredding.
A what? A Canadian tuxedo?
Tuxedo? Denim on denim?
I've never heard that before.
Oh, it's great. I'll put that thing on Twitter here during the break. Let's get DR Vol in here, whose phone calls have been outstanding during the past 2 weeks. Good afternoon, DR Vol. You're on the drive. Fan Run Radio.
Good afternoon, guys. I heard that call from the guy talking about the parks. I'm so freaking disappointed. People don't get it. You know, I hope they're listening. I'm going to paint a little picture of what happens when you've got respiratory distress, and which is what most of these people are going to be dying from. You're going to be in a dark room, and they're keeping it dark to keep you calm. They're keeping it cold to help you breathe. You got a fan on you blowing all over you, and then you got oxygen blowing about 15 liters in a rebreather. So it's drying your mouth out, drying your nose out. Okay, if you got COVID-19, you're going to be in there alone. You're going to be in there scared. Now imagine that's your baby. And that's what these dullards out there doing to their kids.
I mean, I do not. Nobody wants to see in the United States of America, like, you know, stay in place laws or whatever, where you can't get out of your house. But we're not talking about one or two bad apples here. We're getting reports from all over East Tennessee that the parks are full right now of families and children intermingling, and you know, if that's going to be the case, then we're not going to have any options here, and you're going to have to shut it down because y'all people lost your damn minds. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're going to have to. You're going to shut down. I'm surprised that done already, but shut down parks and all that. I mean, they didn't close school for summer break. They closed school for a epidemic. I mean, you know, back, what was it, 80 years ago, the Greatest Generation went and fought for this country. All they're asking us to do is sit on our butts at home and stay away from people, and we can't do it because of entitlement. And it pisses me off.
All DR Ball works in the medical profession. All you have to do, all we're asking is to stay at home, watch your Netflix, go outside. I've got kids. My kids been outside all day running around playing, but they're not going to the damn park, people. I mean, it's my mind is blown about all this. It's
mine too, Russ. I mean, and a lot of it is people, they probably don't even know how to deal with their kids, sit and play with them, spend time with them, you know, and they can't even do that. They're too consumed with Facebook, social media, and messing with their friends. I'm sure that's what they're doing, taking them to the park, dumping them off so they get on their phones or talk to their friends. And it is so sad. There's no way I'd put my kid in that condition. You know, I've seen a lot in healthcare, and I've messed you some, but, you know, they're no better than these people to do dope around these kids and get taken away because you're exposing them to all this crap.
Well, there's this weird thing going on where, I don't know, I don't even want to get into it because it won't do any good, and it's just really sad. But my blood's starting to boil, DR Ball. Give me some hopium before we have to get out of here, top of the hour.
Well, you know, a friend of mine, like I said, respiratory therapist, he's had vent patients and older ones, not close to our age, and they're recovering, so they're getting better. And now, again, it's our hospital around here. It's a bigger one, but he said the census is down, which means there's less people, so that is a positive. I wasn't going to call in today. But that phone call really pissed me off because I've got friends out there that they're worried about bringing it home to their little ones, and those little ones, kids I've coached in ball, and these idiots are just out there reckless, and it absolutely drives me insane, Russ. Absolutely pisses me off.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a grown man and you're a YouTube influencer who wants to go do a video of yourself licking a toilet seat, I guess, you know, that hopefully only affects you, although it really doesn't, because he's probably going to the grocery store right after that. But if you're taking your children to the park right now, I mean, it's neglectful, it's abusive, and it's flat out idiotic, just stupid, completely ate up with dumbass. So
yeah,
but that's good. People are getting better, but it's, you know, old people get better, young people can get sick. I mean, there's just so much unknown about this thing. Please be careful. Err on the side of caution, man. That's all we're asking.
That's exactly right, because you don't want to see them in that condition. And I'm going to close with something negative, but you know, I referred to my brother. The way my brother died, he had cancer, but his complication due to pneumonia. And it's awful to sit and watch your loved one die that way. So, guys, y'all have a good day, and I'm sorry for such a negative phone call.
It's all right, D.R. Ball. Thank you, man. Just because it's beautiful outside and we're in the land of the free here doesn't mean, like, the virus is going to be, oh, you're an American? Oh, you have a nice home? You have Netflix? Oh, then I guess we'll just skip over you. That ain't the way this stuff works, folks. Y'all wake up. Stay with us. Hour number two of The Drive coming up right here on Fan Run Radio. We'll be right back.